So the pasuk says, "Chalav." You have to understand why Parshas Truma Tetzaveh. Parshas Truma Tetzaveh. Two separate parshas. In other words, the two parshas of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is divided into two parshas: Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzaveh. Last week we marach on the chelak of Parshas Truma. This week we're going to be marach on the chelak of Parshas Tetzaveh. Chalal, why do you need two parshas? What is the chilek between Truma and Tetzaveh, the best Mishkan, the parshas? Also, one has to understand the chilek between the Menorah. The Menorah is brought down in Parshas Truma as one of the kelim, and in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Pasuk Marech, and Hadlokas Aneiros. You have to understand that as well. Why in both parshas? What's the chiddush of the menorah, the chiddush of the menorah in Parshas Tetzaveh? And then Pasuk says, Pasuk Chof Aleph, that Yarech is Aaron me'erev ad boike. The menorah used to light up, dafka me'erev ad boike. The Beis Hamikdash at night, there's nothing going on. And the menorah used to start lighting just at the right at the end of the day. There's no avodah taking place. That was the last kilo thing, and then that's it, till the next morning. The menorah was lit. The avodah of menorah was dafka when there was no other avodah. What was the purpose then of the menorah? There's nobody around at night to light up. Rashi says, "El hadlik ne'er tomid." Rashi says, "Madlik ad shetehi shel heves oila me'elea." So you madlik until the shel heves, the flame, is oila me'elea, goes up by itself. So what's this thing? What's this bechina of shel heves being oila me'elea? By itself, you have to carry on. In other words, you have to carry on. The mice ad locker to carry on. You should leave the lighting until you see the shalheves of the oil meleah. What's the oimik? And then, what's the biggest plea about this week's parasha is the mizbeach haktoyres. That's brought at the end of the parasha. What's the chalal doing in Tetzaveh, not in parasha's truma? Mizbeach haktoyres seems to be the climax. Seems to be the spitz of the whole mishkan. After Parshas Truma and after the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, then we start discussing the Mizbeach HaKetores. What was so special about the Mizbeach HaKetores and why is it not written together with the other Kelim? Parshas Truma. We see a similarity between the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaKetores, the Avodah HaKetores. Like the Pasuk says, Al is Aaron is Aneiro is Vehiktor of Aaron HaKetores Baboike when Beitiva is Aneiro is. Bahalas Aharon is aner has been on by him yachti renan. So Ketores Baboike was by Chatovas aner. Ketores ben Abayim was by Adlokas aner. What's the kesher between the Mizbeach HaKetores and the Menorah? Why did both avoiders of Menorah have to be together with both avoiders of the Ketores? Both avoiders of the Ketores together with both avoiders of Menorah.
The first
avoider
of
Ketores
was
by Hatovas aner. And the second one was in the evening, was by Hadlakas Aneir. So what's the Pshat? Oh. We know the Balaturim brings down Paul de Kazach. You all know the famous Balaturim at the beginning of the parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the parasha Tetzaveh, and other than Sefer Dvarim, which is only a Mishnah Torah, since he was born, there's no parasha in the Torah that doesn't have Moshe's name except the parasha Tetzaveh. Why does Parashat Tetzaveh not have Moshe Rabbeinu's name? Because Moshe Rabbeinu says the next week's parasha, Mecheni no Mesifrecha, and then the Keilu Chacham is Mekal himself, Mechina, Avtoch, it's Miskayim. So obviously, first of all, why Parashat Tetzaveh? Right? Especially if Parashat Tetzaveh came before the Hegel. Why should Moshe Rabbeinu's name be Nimcha, and then the parasha before the Hegel? What's the Indian Nafka? Why is Afka Parashat Tetzaveh? Is the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Nimcha. If you understand the Oimek Inyan, what Mecheni no Mesifrecha means exactly, when we understand what Mecheni no Mesifrecha means, then we understand why after Parasha Tetzaveh was the parasha. Oh. The Oimek Inyan, if you notice the Hadgasha of Bnei Yisrael in this week's parasha, after Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael, Chukas Oilam Nadarosom Me'ez Bnei Yisrael. What's the Hadgosha over here? Why is the Bnei Yisrael written so many times? But the Hezbollah Parshas Tetzaveh, which will also obviously explain us the whole Yisod of the Big Day Kahuna, and Choshen HaEifoid, and the Shemus HaShvatim, Aber the Yisod is the Alpia, the famous Yisod, which state, the Gemara says in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus that how do you know a Kodesh Brochus meniach tefillin? Minayin shah Kodesh Brochus meniach tefillin? Also brings the Pasuk, and then the Gemara asks, what does it say in the Yerush tefillin? Mikamachi Yisrael goyachad boris, the Mailas of Kalal Yisrael. Kalal Yisrael, what's written in the Kalal Yisrael tefillin? Kalal Yisrael tefillin is written in the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We know that tefillin is a bechina of Kashira, right? That's why tefillin has knots. Shavosh has a knot, Shavyad. Whole inin of tefillin is Ksharatim, Ksharatim always. The inin of Kashira is the inin to tie us together, the atnius of Klal Yisrael together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a chelik, which is kol kulei mailas Klal Yisrael, and there's a chelik, which is kol kulei mailas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Yisrael, each one is mashlim by speaking about the other one's mailas. Nakamon and Brochus, the Abishah's tefillin and Klal Yisrael's tefillin, these are the two parashas, Parashat Truma and Parashat Tzitzis. Last week we were Marech, Halinin and Parashat Truma is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakeinu, Hashem Lachot. Right? V'yikhu li, li lishmi, bilti l'Hashem levadoi, kol kuloi, bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Parashat Truma is Klal Yisrael's maisa, the tefillin shel yad is the pu'ula, the maisa. Last week's parasha we build a mishkan. Last week's parasha is out filling, and it's the kula 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 the shvacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Parashas Tetzaveh is kol kula the mile of Klal Yisrael. Whole parashas Tetzaveh from beginning to the end is one yisod, and that is the gevaltige gevaltige mile of Klal Yisrael. Whatever mile or whatever massive Klal Yisrael is doesn't make a difference. Filling means that we're tied or connected to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we'll see the whole Indian avoid of Keteres, because Keteres is Miloshan Kshira as well. Keteres, the word Keteres is a tag among us of Ayiksha. Ayuda and Thomas, we'll get to later in Ritzosha. So Pshat is Parshas Truma, Parshas Tzaveh, is the tefillin which ties us with the Rabban Shalem and makes us inseparable with the Rabban Shalem. The Ma'al of a Yid is that wherever Ma'al and Matzav he's in, a Yid is inseparable from the Rabban Shalem. He's tied to the Rabban Shalem. When you have to tie something, only when it's getting loose, and then you have to tie it. Even in a matzav of a Klal Yisrael is b'shval hamadrega, in the worst possible matzav where they're breaking loose Rachman and Islam from the Rabbi Nishalayla. And then Parashat Tetzaveh is megala that the Nusaf Shin is getting untied. We are connected and tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way as the kashir of the tefillin connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Parashat Truma and Parashat Tetzaveh correspond to that atzmistic connection, kesha between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nishalayla. Truma is the Rabbi Nishalayla and Tetzaveh is Klal Yisrael. We have to be madgi that, we have to give the right hagdorah for that and explain why this is stuff over here into Truma and Tetzaveh and what's going on and what's the bechina over here. In order to explain this by Arichas, we have to understand the whole avoid of Sefer Shmois. To understand the whole avoid of Sefer Shmois, and then we'll understand the whole avoid of the Mishkan. And we'll see how the Mishkan is the whole mile of Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
I was going to just say one remnant in the first pasuk, the atom, the alaf through tav face of yosus,
the
atom is the shechiz of
tav is tav. Very good. It's bnei Yisrael. Very, very good. Excellent. So we have to understand the whole sefer Shmois, and then we'll get to the Maila. We'll understand why the Mishkan and the chashivas of the Mishkan bring out the Maila so much. Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim, the Ebreshah says to Avraham Avinu, you're going to have children, he promises him, he's going to have a son, there's going to be a Klal Yisrael. And now Avraham Avinu asks, Bamo Eida Ki Yerishenu, Bamo Eida Ki Yerishenu. The Ebreshah answers, Chali Egla Mesholeshes, B'schus HaKorbonos. Maharal, I think the Perek, Ches, Yud Ches, I can't remember where. Maharal is in Gvurus Hashem, Maharal Choy Machanis. Maharal says, what's Pshat? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering, B'schus HaKorbonos? Pshat, what's Pshat? The Maharal gives it slightly different, but the Oimek Kavanas of the Maharal I think is the following. He doesn't say it in these words. The Pshat is that a Korban is really the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and a Goy. A Goy can sink so low until he becomes a Behemoth. Right? Mo'anu, Mechayenu, Mechaseinu, Matzit Kaseinu, Mayishu Seinu. A person and a behemoth, haynu hach. Aval anachnu amcho b'nei b'risach. But Klal Yisrael can never become a behemoth. The goyim, especially the Mitzrayim, And you see the Mitzriim are called Nicheskel. Nicheskel keeps on calling them, keeps on comparing them to behemoths, which behemoths, priests that are behemoths. Right? There's the Ramtim Susim, he compares them to Chamoirim, right? Ramadoim el Chamoir. The Pshat is the Bechina of the Mitzriim, the Bechina of the Goyim, is the Bechina of the Pshat is that the Nefesh of Aham is, takes over in such an extreme way that the Mamish become a behemoth. A Yid can never become a behemoth. The Yid is the Nefesh of Aham is, and it's Goyim a Yid to sin, to be chayta sometimes. But the sod of a korban is that we can burn our Nefesh of Aham. Even though we become like a behemoth, but we take a behemoth and we burn it on the Mizbeach, that shows that Be'etzem it's not our Atzmis Bechla. A Yid and Nishta behemoth. And that's the holy sod of the Mishkan. The holy sod of the Mishkan, and the holy sod. And that's why we discussed last week why we say, Atu Atchle Nivra, Atu Misha Nivra, before Korbanus. Of the Iki Hisod of Kabbalah, right? Hagdama, what's this whole parasha doing in Kabbalah and Shachris? Voice of Adam and Behim, Oink, Akol Hovel, Aval, and Achna, Amcha, B'nai, B'risacha, why is that part of Kabbalah? It's going to do bring up Kabbalah. The Teretz is, because that's the Hisod of Kabbalah. Voice of Adam and Behim, Oink, Akol Hovel, that's the Goy. Aval, and Achna, Amcha, but we have a way to be Machriach, that's not Shaykh for you to be a Behim, Achas, Rishon. Pshat is once a Goy becomes a Behim, he's lost his Telem, and that's the end of it. Gemara says the beginning of Avodah Zarah, just to explain you deeper. Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the Maseches HaGoyim, right? Maseches Avodah Zarah. Maseches Avodah Zarah says there that the Emesh took away the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. He saw that the Goyim weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So what does the Gemara say? Omad v'hitir v'hitir lehem. They don't have to keep the Van Achiv to keep Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach anymore. Chayit Gemara, Imkein Chayit Niska, right? Very good father. His child wants to smash the windows of the house. The father says, Shoyin, he can't be bothered to argue. Mati the child. The goyim achoyte, they weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and therefore you give them scha. So what it says, that you get your achoyte niska, what it says, the einish is that even if they do makayim the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, they don't get scha ke metzuvah voice, they don't get scha ke edem to voice. The chapel of the kazach, right? Let the Emishah punish them. Let the Emishah give them makas b'choy, let the Emishah give them all the makas in the world. He gave them the Shadayim Mitzvot Bnei Noach, they don't keep it, they should get Yisurim. Just like Klal Yisrael doesn't keep the Torah, they should get Yisurim. What's the oimik? The oimik is no. The oimik is the oinish is the emshah says I'm taking away the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. He became a behemoth. Behemoth is not mechoyev in Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. In other words, you lost your mile in Gans. You lost your mile. If you lost your mile, then you make down to zero. You don't have Sheva Mitzvot. Omad v'hetel lehem is a shtemur to become a behemoth. Omoisa adam v'neimo ayin kiyon kol ovel. So going and becoming the behemoth behemoth. So there's no chilek between them and a behemoth. That's the pshat. That's the soid of omad v'hetel lehem. Our Klal Yisrael, the Emeshah is going to give a patch and another patch and another patch. You are going to do the mitzvahs. You're going to be Makai in the mitzvahs. And if you don't, then you get punished. That shows, Fakir, that shows that Klal Yisrael are Tzalem Elakim, Bonim Atem Lashem Elakechem. I once heard, what's his name? He spoke Irish Lyra Berger, Moti Berger for Isha Torah. So he gave a very nice word. He says it's two mice or whatever. So the person was once driving in the street. And a kid jumps in the road. He almost kills the kid. He hoots at the kid. He opens his window and says, "Why you look very light?" Happened to him a while later. Again, a child runs in the middle of the road, and he gets out of the car. And he stays in the car. He hoots and he goes further. After a few times, he comes. The child runs in the road. He gets out of the car and he gives the kid a beating. So he says, "What's the difference between this child and all the other children?" That one was his son. Son, I'm going to make sure he doesn't do it again. Another one. No, he doesn't feel that chrayus. Your own child, you can't let him, you don't let your child get away with it. The Eibishter lets him get away, the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, they're not the Eibishter's kinder, they're behemoths. But B'nei B'chayr Yisrael, the Eibishter says, I'm not going to let you get away with it. So that's what the Eibishter was telling Avraham Avinu about the Brisbane Absarim. B'schus HaKorbanos, what are the Korbanos? What's the side of Korbanos? The side of Korbanos is that Eibishter was telling Avraham Avinu that the Am Yisrael is special. Why is it special? Because you have the Korbanos. Because you can never become a behemoth. Klal Yisrael has the Nefesh of Bahamas, but they can never be behemoth. They can bring up Korbanos. Goyim can't bring up Korbanos. Nadav and Nadavas as Darkei Shalom. But a Goy should do an Aveir and bring up a Korban, it's not Shaykh. And why is it not Shaykh? Because once he's a behemoth, he's a behemoth. It's finished. By bringing up a Korban, he's not going to lose his Bahamas kite. That's it. Bin Abayim Oin, Yaakov Hova. So that's what the Eibishter was telling Avraham Avinu. So it's a Pel Dikazach. Mitzrayim is the Amadoim Elachamot. Mitzrayim is the Ramtim Susim. Paro is a Tanin. The whole Makkas is the Tzefaradim, there's Kinim, there's Oroiv, there's Dever, right? It's a nation of behemoth. It's Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, Moshe tells Paran, that's why Pshat, that's why they used to serve. They used to serve the animals. Why did they used to serve the Baal Lechaim? That was their god. That's who they worship. They worship animals because that's as high as they go. Even their Ruchnius is Kulei Bahamas already. Even their Ruchnius is Kulei Bahamas. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paran, Nizbuchel Hashem, look, we're going out. We do different things with animals. We use animals. Mechiach the Maila of Klal Yisrael. And Paran wouldn't see that Maila that Klal Yisrael have. Therefore, Maila, the whole schus, Klal Yisrael was a lot matzah of the Memtet Shari Tumah. Memtet Shari Tumah was halalu v'halalu. Halalu v'halalu is the both behemoth. So it says, Eivish, I'll take you out. The schus, which mitzvah? You have to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. If you that night, if you're makrib a korban, you're megala, there's no halalu v'halalu. They're a behemoth, and you're an Adam. That's the whole thought, that they had to put the dam on the Pesach, and the Eivish was mabdul bin the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and the Ummah Sa'ilam took place Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, and that's why also Dafka took place by Makas B'chayrus. What's Makas B'chayrus? Koyam Hashem B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. The Shoyrish of Klal Yisrael being a B'chor is Yaakov Avinu says by Reuven Reishis Koichi Reishis Oynis, Chazal say that Reuven was born from the Tibor Rishoyna from the Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the Shoyrish of Klal Yisrael is a complete Shoyrish of Kedusha V'Tahara. The B'chor of Klal Yisrael, right, Reuven, the Bechayr of Klal Yisrael, the Tibur Shoyna, they're Kodesh Misharashim. They're Kodesh Misharashim. His Makat Bechayr is Magala, the Kedusha Sharashis of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha Ha'atzmi is Sharashis of Klal Yisrael. The Goyim, the Zeram, the Harei, the Cheskel is talking about the Zeram Tim Susim, is talking about the Immorals, the Arroyas of Mitzrayim. They're Mamish Behemoth. They're Nefesh of Bahamas, that's them. But Klal Yisrael is B'ni B'chayr Yisrael, comes from Yaakov Avinu's Tibur Rishoyna. Tibur Rishoyna is the Kedusha, the Hecher Kedusha V'Tahara of Klal Yisrael. And made it there for that night, Leil Makas B'chayrus, they were Makar of the Korban Pesach. By being Makar of the Korban Pesach, that's how they came out of Mitzrayim. They were Magala that they can become B'nei Adam. Avraham Avinu was called Adam HaGadol V'Anokim, and Yeshua in the Perek Tezayin. So that's what Klal Yisrael. Mela, that's why Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, they bring up the Korban Oimeh. Korban Oimeh is the Korban of Soyrim. The Korban of Soyrim is the Korban of Machal Behim. And Klal Yisrael show, from there, we climb Darga, we get back to the Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, Matan Torah, where we get back to Machal Odom. And Klal Yisrael can climb out of the Nefesh of Bahamas. That was the whole thought. I'll bring up a Korban Soyrim. Not Stam, it's a Korban Oimeh. Korban Oimeh means that we're bringing the Bahamas, we're bringing the Michael Behemoth, we're bringing the whole Bahamishkeit, and we bring it up on the Mizbeach to show that we're becoming Ois Behemoth, and we're working towards becoming an Odom. So the whole Sefer Shmois is Megala, the Mile of Klal Yisrael, the Moisa HaOdom in Abei Moin Kekal HaVal of the Goyim, and the Aval HaNachem Amcha of Klal Yisrael. And that's the whole word of Vayishma Yisrael. Why is Matan Torah Vayishma Yisrael? Yisrael is still the mind of Klal Yisrael. That's the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is that you can be a Rabba the Midian, you can be the Knakadiki, you can be the top of the Goyisha Welt, and you realize that it's nothing. You realize the Pachistas, you realize the Maisi is still an animal. A lion is the king of the animal kingdom, but he wouldn't mind trading becoming a human being, because the highest animal is still an animal. Yisrael realized that. So the whole Hagdama to Parshas Matan Torah was to bring out the mind of Klal Yisrael over the Goyim. By Yishma Yisrael, Yisrael is in his Gaia. The Indian of a Ger is when a Goy sees a nation that even though they're trodden on, and even though you've got to tell the Goy that it's not worth it, that he sees the mind, he sees the Aval Anach Na'amcha B'nei B'risach. That's the Parshas Yisrael. That's the Gilui of the mind of the Yid. That's why straight after that you have as well Parshas Mishpatim. What's Mishpatim? Why is there a parasha called Mishpatim, and why straight after Matan Torah we taught all the Mishpatim? Because if you look at the beginning of Parshas Veschanon, so that's exactly what the pasuk says in Parshas Veschanon. Va'omru kol agoyim. Hushmatem asisem ki chokhmaschem o binaschem lein agoyim hash yishmu nesachukim ha'ele v'omru rak am chokham v'nova goy agodl hazeh umi goy agodl, this is the goyim talking hash aloi chukim v'mishpotim tzadikim k'chol ha'toyer hazeh v'shonechim tzav chayim. The goyim see parshas mishpotim, what do they say? They say umi goy agodl rak am chokham v'nova goy agodl hazeh umi goy agodl hash aloi chukim v'mishpotim tzadikim. Parshas Mishpatim is the gilui of the mile of Klal Yisrael. That the goyim, even the goyim see the mile of Klal Yisrael, the mile of the Tzuras Adam in Parshas Mishpatim. So maybe if that's the case, we can start understanding. If that's taka the whole birur, in Sefer Shmois, we can understand the parashas Truma to Tzavet, and we can understand the connection, the Klal Yisrael, the Mushrishtika, the Atzmistika, the Dvekas and connection, and Kesha, and Klal Rabban Shalom has, and Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael have with Rabban Shalom. So the whole parashas Truma, the whole, and the Kalim and parashas Truma are bringing about that, showing that connection between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Shalom, and how much they're greater than the Umas Olam. And Meila, that's why. That's the Maila, that's the Pshat in Parashas Tetzaveh, and that's why Parashas Tetzaveh is taka called Tetzaveh. What's the shame of the Parasha? Tetzaveh is Tzavta, Tzavta is Chibur. Chibur is we're locked in, we're tied in with the Rabbein Shalom, nothing can separate us. We can never ever drop that far down, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to pull us back up. We're completely connected to Rabbein Shalom. So that's the Hadgosha of Tetzaveh, Tzavta is B'nai Yisrael. And the next pasuk, Vayta Bnei Yisrael. The next pasuk, Vayta Bnei Yisrael, because this is the parasha of bringing out the Maila, the Gevaltiga Maila of every single Yid. And Maila, that way that we can understand the different Chalokim of the Mishkan, how they brought out the different Mailas of Klal Yisrael. So the Korbanos we already discussed. This week's parasha begins with Avodah the Menorah. What does the Medrash Rabbah say? Why is Klal Yisrael Nimshul Zayis Shemen Zayis Zoch? Why is Klal Yisrael Nimshul Zayis? There's a Medrash Rabbah, because mix two liquids together, the Shemen always comes up at the top. The Maila of Klal Yisrael, Shemen always comes out at the top. Kosis Lamor. Kosis, Medrash says, that sometimes the Eibush has to squeeze them. You have to squeeze Klal Yisrael, you have to give a patch to Klal Yisrael. However, what comes out is the Shrashi Tikka Kedusha. Just like Rashi says over here, that only the Tipper Rishoyna, that's for the Menorah, the Tipper Rishoyna is Meramez and Yaakov Avinu's Tipper Rishoyna. Yaakovinu's Tipper Rishoyna, where was Yaakovinu's Tipper Rishoyna on Beis Lavan? Yaakovinu was being squeezed by Esav, it brought out the Tipper Rishoyna, the Helik, the beginning of the Yudkish, the Yud Beis Shifte Kov, Klal Yisrael, the Shoreshi, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So the whole Avoid of the Menorah was bringing out this Mardi Kamala of Klal Yisrael. Bein Mitzad of the Shemin is on top, and Bein Mitzad, the Ksisha brings out the Shemin Zay Zoch, that's the Zoch. If you squeeze Klal Yisrael hard enough, you show their purity, even if outwardly they might behave like Bechinas Nefesh HaBahamis, or if you squeeze them a bit, is all the Shemen Zay Zoch, everything will come out. And that was the whole Avodah, Menorah, bring out the Milas of Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen was the Ish, was Oyev Shalom, Meroidev Shalom. Oyev Shalom, Meroidev Shalom means, Chazal say that how did he used to make up a fight? He used to go to each one and he used to say, nah, the other one's is not angry with you, and the other one, he used to bring out the Maila of each one, he used to make them love each other. That was the Avodah of the Menorah. He used to tell everybody, if you think deeper, they haven't got anything against you, it's the Oymik of the Menorah is bringing out an Amkastika Maila of Klal Yisrael. And once he explained the Yidin about each other, the Amkastika Maila of Klal Yisrael, and then they saw that there was no reason to fight. It's all Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad. That's the whole Avodah. That's the Gevaltiga Avodah of the Menorah. So that's Mamish right at the beginning of the parasha, and that's connected to right at the end of the parasha. If Parasha Tetzaveh, the parasha of the Maila of Klal Yisrael, then we can understand why the climax of all this at the end of the parasha is back to the parasha Mizbeach HaKetoret. How many Samamonim were there? The Yudah of Samamonim. One of them was Chalbana. Chalbana had a terrible smell. Why is Chalbana on its starf together with the other ones? What does Rashi say? To be mitzarf, they feel a poishi strong, but you lost them. Poishi strong, you have to put Chalbana, it's got a reach ra. Teretz of the Yid hasn't got a reach ra. The Yid hasn't got a reach ra. Come to it in Purim a second, we discuss Purim. Mordechai is Hashem Mordoror. So the Somim, it's a Mordoror, the Somim, Shem and Amishcha. Esther is Hashem Hadassim. Hadassim. Hayid never reach toiv. No such thing as a chalban. There's no such thing as a reach ra. Hapshat is, again, he needs a bit of attention. You'd be mitzaref him together with the Tzvos Yisrael, you'll see he has a Mordi Kamayla, the Maila of Yisrael. The whole thought of the Mizbech HaKetoret was bringing out even the shiftless and the tchisus of a yid, but making it smell nice. Pashas making every single yid smell beautiful, bring out the Mordi Kamayla of every yid. That's mamash the climax, the Pashas the Tzav, that's mamash the climax of the whole Mishkan. Where does it all come from? It all comes from the first word of Keteret, first time Keteret is mentioned in the Torah as where, as I said before, by Yehuda and Tamar, with the mice of Yehuda and Tamar, one baby was coming out, it says, Vayikshar Shani. Targum says, Vayikshar, Keteret, Keteret Shani. That's the swarm ring down, that's the Sheresh of the Keteret. There, we're dealing with the parasha of Vayered Yehuda. Vayered Yehuda Meisachav. Yehuda had a Yerida. The brothers pushed him away, had a Yerida, and had this Pachadik Meisah with Yehuda and Tamar, with the Zoyna and the Znus, Leitziyum, with Sisarif. terrible lo na'im, the whole story. And what comes out of there? What comes out of there is the Maisa of Keteris. Yikshar Shani, a Maisa,
every has his
So that's the avoid of Keteris. Where did they get the fire from the Keteris? Right, there was two fires, more than two fires. One of the fires, right, the Gemara knew, one of the fires on the big mizbeach was Eish HaKeteris, right? Marach was Marach HaGedoyla, and there was Marach HaShniyah Shel Keteris. Marach HaShniyah Shel Keteris was on the mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaChitzen was the mizbeach HaBahami. That's the mizbeach HaBahami. Why do you take the fire from the mizbeach HaBahami? Light a new fire, the mizbeach HaKeteris inside it. Take from outside. Even more paladic than that. More paladic. The Pasuk says over here that where do you put the mizbeach HaKeteris? Put the mizbeach HaTeiris, mamish facing the Aron. Facing the Aron, says over there. And the Sata Oisai, lifnei ha-pareches, asher la-Aron, ha-Eidus, lifnei ha-kapareches, asher la-Eidus, asher yivod l'cho shama. What's up with the Aron has to be mamish bang facing, the HaTeiris mizbeach HaTeiris bang facing the Aron. You see here the Gavalti Gazach, you see here how much you can take a Yid, who's kuli bahamistic, and you can bring him all the way till the Kodesh Kedoshim, till the Aron, the Kodesh Kedoshim. What does that? That's the Avodah Sakh. Where does the Torah start off in the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Ba'amis in the Mizbeach? Where does the Avodah take place? The Avodah takes place opposite the Aron, and once a year the Avodah of Torah even took place not just opposite the Aron, but on the Aron, on the Kapayrus, by Yom HaKippur. We're going to discuss in a second that the Atzmis Tikka Kesha of Klal Yisrael, which is Lamala, something which is Lamala, Lamala Min Havana V'Hasoga, that was the Kruvim in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kruvim in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's the Atzmis Tikka, the deepest. In other words, when all other milas have been torn away with, right, which is the beginning of the eagle, as we're coming to in next week's parashah Metzashem, when it looks like there's mamish no milas left to cry, so then you have to go really deep, and then you have to go to the beginning of the Shnei Kruvim. Like Chazal said about the Chorban B'Samigdash, what did they see when they saw the Kruvim? What did they see? What position were the Kruvim? The two Kruvim, they were hugging each other. Chazal, Dafka, then they're hugging each other. Teres says, yeah, that's an atzmistic connection, the real deepest atzmistic connection of Klal Yisrael. That's never not shaykh, even an ego not. So they already need Moshe Rabbeinu to be Megala, that Aaron HaKohen can't be Megala, such as that. So I'll come to you in a second. But just bring out the vort that the Keteres comes all the way into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim is the most atzmistic connection of Klal Yisrael. It's Megala, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha atzmist, the Lekain Neshamash Nesatmi, Tahoiri, and always Tahoiri. It's not a tefillah. It's a metzias. The lakai neshama shasat to be tohiri. It's a metzias. That metzias is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now it's bemis the kapara of the Kohen Gadol. It was mechaber in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Yom Kippurim. When Klal Yisrael had a year with so many chatoim, when he put them into the ketores into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was vayiktor. He was koiter. He was tied. He was koisher together. Klal Yisrael and Adam matziv that he was koisher them in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And when you koisher something in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you bring out the atzmis the kamal of Klal Yisrael, and that's makiyuyem the yechaber leichem atayes chamik. Kol chatzeichem lifnei Hashem tetahor. Lifnei Hashem Chazal darshan the chassid shesvarim say lifnei Hashem means higher than the yudkei vavkei. Lifnei Hashem, it's a bechina higher than the bechina of yudkei vavkei. It's a zah hecher connection that is only tahara. That is only bechina tahara. It's a darg of kesed. It's a darg of as the vault is, and that's the Moedic Kazakh. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the keteris from? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the secret of keteris from? The Gemara says in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu got this. One second. Hello? I get. Anyway, what was I saying? Just these. Somebody
found it. Where did Moshe, in the Gemara, where the source of the Torah, where did he get it from?
Oh, the Gemara says in Shabbos when he went up to get the Torah from Klal Yisrael. And the Malachim, it says, the Gemara says there, the Af Malachim Ovitz Masalim. Even the Malachim Ovitz gave. What did the Malachim Ovitz give? Malach HaMavis gave him the Keteris, the Soyd HaKeteris. Soyd HaKeteris is the Soyd HaShayach in the Odom HaSadyoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Megala, that the Maile of Klal Yisrael is Hechel of HaMalachim. What did the Malachim say? Don't give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Mo Enosh Kisus Kerena Ben Odom HaKisus Kedenu. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Echoiz B'Kisei HaKoyel Kvoidi, says the Eibush. They held on to the Kisei HaKov and he showed them that Klal Yisrael is much, much higher than the Umas HaOilam. Klal Yisrael was much higher than the Olam. He was Magdala the Malachim, the Shoresh, the Shrashi, the Kekeshe, the Klal Yisrael. And in Mela, the Malachim gave him the Soyd HaKeteris. That's the Soyd HaKeteris, which is Otzah HaMagif. That's the climax. That's the Mordek Yisod, the Mordek Yisod of Keteris. Don't go into now, there's a lot more to talk about Keteris. the whole beer with Koyrach is also with Ketoyrus. Why was it Ketoyrus? Because Koyrach Tainas, Kol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim. Koyrach, what was Koyrach Kiva? Pshata called upon him, what was Koyrach Cheshvin? Koyrach Cheshvin was, Kehilo, he wanted, he himself, he wasn't looking at the Kal Yisrael, the Kehelik. He suspected Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin of having their own elite. And it wasn't the Kal Yisrael, the Kazakh. Ketoyrus is Mevara Kal Yisrael. Koyach says Kula. He said he's coming. He cares about Klal Yisrael. Kol Eida Kula Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu does. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole Mahor Avoida was an Avoida of Klal Yisrael. So Ketoyrus is Mevara who really cares about Klal Yisrael. That's the Avoida. That's the thing of Ketoyrus. That's the Kesher. And that's the Parshas Truma. And that's the Parshas Tetzaveh. How they both come together. Why the Mizbech HaKetoyrus is at the end, and why the Mizbech HaKetoyrus is in the middle, and why you went, Mizbech HaKetoyrus schlepped the fellow from the Bahamas of the Mizbech HaChitzoyim right into the Kodesh Kodosh. Now, Pshat is, now that's the Shurish of Mechenino. What Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mechenino Misifricho, right? What do you say? He said, Vim Ayin Mechenino. We know Ayin is the Darga of Kesef, right? Chochme Me Ayin Timotze. Chochme comes from Kesef. Also says, Niyin Chochme Me Ayin Timotze. Ayin is the Darga of Kesef. Cheta Egel was a lach chomadika chet because Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zorah, Avodah Kachovim and Mazalot. They were the closest to becoming goyim, They never been so close. Not even in Mitzrayim. Never been so close to becoming Avodah Zorah is Avodah Kachovim and Mazalot. In other words, the whole mile of Klal Yisrael, side the mile of the Menorah, side the mile of Mizbech HaKetoyrus, such a darg of mile, all that was about to be taken away. You see, the Aaron HaKohen Ke'ilu even couldn't find the Maila, couldn't be Malamed Tchus and such a thing. Faket, Ke'ilu, it sounds like from the Psukim, the next week's Parsha, that he tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't give me a choice. Ke'ilu is Mekatri, Ke'ilu, Bechenes Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen can't go to that Atmistic, can't go that deep. His avoid is avoid of, you quetch them a bit and you bring out their Maila. However, by Chet and Egel, you have to go all the way up to the Madarg of Ayin, Im Ayin Mechenino. And as I state in Swam, Swam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Male, Moshe Rabbeinu was Megale. A chelik of Klal Yisrael that even the Chet Egel wasn't poivim, and he showed the Rabbeinu Shalom that it's impossible for a yid to become a behemah. They made an eagle, they made a behemah, they made a golden behemah. In other words, they were machshir and they were makasher the whole behemias. They're still not behemah. That's the Kodesh Kedoshim de Kedarga that Moshe Rabbeinu was megala. The atzmis of Klal Yisrael. That's the darga of Ayin. The Kodesh Kedoshim, the kruvim. B'shas Chorv and B'samigdash. That Atzmis Tika'ava of the Kruv and B'shas Chorv and B'samigdash, that's the Darak of Ayin. And that's the Darak where Moshe Rabbeinu has to go into Benela Masasim. Right? That's why the Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned on an Oynish. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. He went into an area that's Sosim. Right? He's Merumas all over the Parsha. Avni Shoyam is Rosh Hashanah. Moshe, Ba'atah is mentioned all over the Parsha. Now, Pshat is that Kesha that he had to be Megala, that Kesha is Megala, the deepest Atzmistic connection with Klal Yisrael, that's a Darga that's awesome. That's a Kodesh Kodashim to the Darga. Even when Aaron HaKohen went in once a year, he only went in Koyach Moshe Rabbeinu, as we discussed last week. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish the 7 days, when he was Meshamish the beginning with Big Day Lovan. Aaron put the Big Day Lovan on Yom Kippurim because he had to be Mislavish into Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach. To be Mechape, such a deep Kapara for Klal Yisrael. To be Megala, such a deep Kapara for Klal Yisrael, he had to be mislavish into Moshe Rabbeinu's koich. Moshe Rabbeinu's koich is the atzmistic connection with Klal Yisrael she'ein lemaala mimenu, and that's the bechinas mechenino. So since the parshas tetzaveh is the parsha that's megala the midas of Klal Yisrael as far as we can get, is mechenino's chal dafke in this week's parsha. Not some million inin of makdim refuul lemaka. Obviously, it's also makdim refuul lemaka, but this is the parsha. This is after tetzaveh is bnei Yisrael. This is the tzapsa. This is the chibur, the connection, the inseparableness of Klal Yisrael. That even an eagle, even a chet eagle, can't tear them away from Klal Yisrael. Even when Klal Yisrael say we want the behemoth, we want an eagle, we're makashet it with zav, we make an eagle out of zav. Doesn't matter. You're still not a behemoth. Aval anachnu amcho bnei b'yisach. By Klal Yisrael, it's never shaych to be niskayim. Hamoisa ha'adam in a behemoth.
So Moshe hid himself.
He went into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He went into the Mokum, which is Nelam, and he was Megala, and he had to meet. That's the Gilui of that Maila.
It's not good to be Megala in the Parsha of the Eagle.
That's right. Ah, it's a Makdim Refuah Lemaka. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get the eventual Kapora? Now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu got the eventual Kapora? B'schus this. But there's the Tullus and everything to get to that Kapora. But this is the Parsha of Maila of Klal Yisrael. Next Parsha is not such a Maila of Klal Yisrael. This is the Parsha of the Maila of Klal Yisrael. So you bring the Maila of Klal Yisrael, and this is the deepest Maila of Klal Yisrael. He's speaking about V'atat Tzav V'Shem and Zayat Koses Lamar. And that can never be turned away. And that's the oimik at the beginning of the parasha when the shalheves is oila me'aleh. Shalheves oila me'aleh means the Klai Yisrael can always be recharged. You recharge something and then it's oila me'aleh. I remember once I drove my car, the battery was dead, and then I got somebody with wires to put it together again. I drove it down the hill and told me to drive it for a few minutes. I drove it for a minute, so I put the engine on, right to dead. So I took it to the garage. They said, Hamatzber Shulcha met. He said, there's some batteries that you can recharge. If you haven't used it for a while, you recharge it. But then sometimes the battery is dead. When you recharge a battery, that shall have its oilam aleh. You have to light the menorah, atcha shall have its oilam aleh. In other words, however long it, however hard it is, whoever Pchisus Klal Yisrael is going through, whatever low darga Klal Yisrael are going through, but there's always a darga shall have it. You just have to switch them on again. You just have to revive them. You just have to recharge them. But a goy, he's a behemoth. You can't recharge a goy to make him into a human being. So the goy is a behemoth. You haven't got even Zayim Mitzvah Ben Enoch anymore. The yid can always be recharged. And that's the oimik of Atshita Shalheves Oilam Eileh. When is the Shalheves Oilam Eileh? Taka in bad times. That's why the menorah, that look at the menorah, is Dafka Me'erev Ad Boike. Dafka at night. Dafka in the time of Arvis. Dafka in the time where there's no Avoidah. During the day, it was Avoidah. Menorah corresponds to like Hanukkah, like the Ner Hanukkah. You take it out to Rosh Hashanah, where it's dark, where it's chashvastik, the Matami Yotvachim, the mother of the Klippas, the whole Arichas. And that's the menorah. The menorah Dafka is the light Me'erev Ad Boike. Because that's where you need to bring out the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael, and that's how the menorah brings out the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael, and that's the Bechina of the Kepiris with the menorah. Ba'al is Aaron in the morning, Behetiv Aaron Saner is Yaktireno, Ba'al is Aaron Saner is Ben Arbaim Yaktireno. Kepiris always is together with the menorah, because Kepiris and the menorah are the two Ma'ilas, the two Bechinas of Ma'ilas of Klal Yisrael al Pinigl, and that's why the two are mamish together. And that's why we always lay in these parishes after attacking Chodesh Adar. Because Chodesh Adar, the whole bearer of Chodesh Adar, and the whole pgam of Klal Yisrael, was dafka the pgam. Oh, before we get to Poland, I'm sorry, we didn't talk about the Big Day Kahuna. It's late. Bekitzer, the Big Day Kahuna, that we can understand the whole Big Day Kahuna. Big beggar is the lashon of kovet. The Big Day Kahuna, right, wasn't the Kohen Gadol's private uniform. Big Day Kahuna had the shemus of Klal Yisrael, the shemus of Shvatim. The Big Day Kahuna shone, was mayor, the Orem Atumim was mayor, the shemus of the Shvatim. Shvatim are the Sharashim of Klal Yisrael. Why did Sefer Shmoyz begin? Ve'eila Shmoyz b'nei Yisrael, Abom Yitzal, Rovin, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun. Because that's the announcement at the beginning of Sefer Shmoyz when we go down into the Behemadika country. Even if we fall down to the Yud Beit Shari Tumah, Numda Mentat Shari Tumah, remember, Aval Anachnu Amcha b'nei. Remember who his sons from. Eila Shmoyz b'nei Yisrael, Abom Yitzrayim, Rovin, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun. Rovin, who was born b'tipa Rishayna, the Yud Beit Shiftei Koh, the Yud Beit Shiftei Koh. The Kohen wore in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Ma'ila of Klal Yisrael, he wore the Big Day Kahuna. It was Big Day Kovod, the Kovod of Klal Yisrael, the Ma'ila of Klal Yisrael. The Kovod of Klal Yisrael and the Ma'ila of Klal Yisrael, that's all sort of the Big Day Kahuna. Achashverosh and his Suda, what did the Medrash say? Achashverosh and his Suda, which clothes did he wear? By the Behemadik Suda that he made, he wore the Big Day Kahuna. Why did he wear Big Day Kahuna? He was dragging, wants to drag Klal Yisrael down to become Behemoth. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash is dragging them out of Behemoth, making them bring Karbanos, taking them out of Behemoth. He wants to drag Klal Yisrael down into the Behemoth. He made them as Behemoth Kasuda. And in that Behemoth Kasuda, says the Medrash, look how the goyim, when they get drunk, what they talk about, whose wives and who's this and who's the other, right? It's the immorality and all the tumah and all the behemishkeit, mamish behemishkeit. And the pegam of the Yidden is that they lost their mouths. Nishanenu misidosu shlachashverish. The Yidden were attracted to the behemishkeit, and that's why there was a terrible kitruk against Klal Yisrael. He makarav to behemishkeit. So Mordechai ve'Esther, Mordechai is Mordoror. Mordoror is the Besomim. Besomim is the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. Esther is Hadassah. Hadassah is the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. The whole Nesiris Nefesh and the whole Biru is to bring out the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. Taka, after they succeeded and after Venapichu, it says, V'rami ma'ama oretz nesiyadim. Why? They wanted to become Yidin suddenly. Oh, that's the tikkun. The tikkun, the beginning of the kishlein was Nishananim Siddhasan, because they wanted to eat from a behemoth, because Zach wanted to become behemoth. And after the birur, the Nabichu went to Faket. The Klal Yisrael saw not only the going got dragged in the Yidin down Faket, they wanted to go up to the Yidin. Rabbim, what did Zerah say? Imi Zerah Yehudim. Mordechai, the Sukhalai, Kinofel Tippel Lefonov, the Chazal of Gemara says in Megillah, Kinofel to the Yidin are Nimshal also to Ofar and also Nimshal to Kachovim. When they fall, they go all the way down to the Ofar, when they rise, they go all the way up to Kachovim. Taichas the Heiliger Tiferet Shleima, So Shlomo says it's one, it's not two things. When they fall, it's one thing. When they oil, another thing. He says the whole Yerid of Klal Yisrael is only in a Tzarech Aliyah. Klal Yisrael is always Be'etzem B'Sheirish B'Ma'alosam HaGavoya. Now sometimes you see a Mordeke Yerida, and a Mordeke Yerida in Klal Yisrael is the Yerida in a Tzarech Aliyah. So they become a Ka'ofar Al Das to go all the way up to Chavim. That's what Zeresh thought. Zeresh said to Haman, you fool. Emi Zera Yud Imodchai. He's starting off with the Yidin, even though you found the muscle, you found the whether they're low, you found that the might of a Yid, Ke'ilu Al Piniglu, has gone down. But that's going to swing back soon. That's going to be a Benapichu. Soon it's going to be Nizgala, Azar Mala, such a Mala of Klal Yisrael. And when did she say that? When Taka Modchai was taken on the horse, and Kochi Yoselish Hashamela, Chavet Bikoret. So she saw that, she said, Fakir, you're seeing them be Yiridosam. That's a rega before they're married the Kamaila. And she said that Taka when he saw that he had to lead the Matchai on the horse. Kocha Yosalesha Shavela Chavet Bikore. That's the whole Bira. That's the whole Bira of Purim. It's Alderech Eliezer. I told you the first life it says by Eliezer Eved Avram. When he was eating by Lovan, he was invited to Lovan Suda. So Lovan said, first eat and then tell us about all your. Have something to eat first. He says, Loi Oichel Adashi Oimat Vori. What did he say by Yeme Eved Avram on Oichi? Fair Shlomo says, the Medrash says, that it really poisoned his plate, and therefore they passed, the Malach came and passed it to Besuel. Fair Shlomo says, there wasn't any poison over there. Eliezer, who was used to eating by Avraham Avinu's table, in Shulchan Shel HaTzadik, him eating with Lovan and Besuel was poison for him. Poison for him. A Suda without the Retoira, a Suda like a Suda Zachashverish, that's all poison for him. So Eliezer says, I can't eat, this is poison for me. Let me first eat from the Retoira. Eved Avraham Anochi is Miskasha to the Tzadik. Discussion to the tzaddik, Eved Avraham Anoich, then he could eat by him. The same thing over there, the nenem is not such a chashvish. Mordechai say, how can you eat from this? This is kolei behemoth. It's like somebody going to the zoo at feeding time and sitting with the animals together and getting fed by the animals. Which human being is mesugel to do that? So Mordechai couldn't understand. So Haman, Mordechai liyichna lo ishtachve. I'm going to show Haman that Klal Yisrael is b'mayla. Klal Yisrael is b'mayla. We haven't lost our mayla. There's one yid who's liyichna lo ishtachve. There's one yid who hasn't lost his mayla's Yisrael. And that saved Klal Yisrael. That went into Mordechai, we know that Alpi Kabbalah, Mordechai, Moshe, the same Bechinas. But he went into the Shrashi Stik Achelik of Klal Yisrael. What did he teach all the children when he gathered all the children together? What mitzvah was he teaching them when Haman came and disturbed them in the middle of a share, giving all the children what share was it? He was giving a share in the Oymer. Why after the Oymer? The Oymer is the Machal Behemah. He was being Machiach Klal Yisrael. You know that Suda that you ate from? Do you know why this kitrig is? Because you're eating Machal Behemah. You go to Achashverosh Suda and you have to hear whose wives are prettier, and you have to hear Vashti has to come a rumor. That's Machal Behemah. That's the Koran Tzoyim. You have to go to Mitzrayim. You've got to realize the mind of Klal Yisrael. The end of the story says Mordechai has to be Baharbe Me'am Oretz Misyadim. The Afakeh, not the Yidin, Chas V'Shalom should want to become Goyish. All the Goyim should polish for the Yidin, to become like the Yidin, should bring out the mind of Klal Yisrael. And that's the way it went, and that's the way it was. They brought out the Mordek, They brought out the Mordek of mind of Klal Yisrael. I mean, and that's Chus. That was the whole, in the Sib of Anapechu, and that's why this whole parasha, and these parashas, and the Birurim of Tshuma and Tetzave, and Avada Kisisa, is all Taka in Chodesh Adar, where we bring the Maila, bring out the Maila of Klal Yisrael. To sum this all up, that's the Heilig of Rebbe Yonason, Rebbe Yonason Abshitz. He used to say, Shalei Sani Goy before he got to Shul. And they were choshed him because he hadn't snagged him, and they were choshed him. And he doesn't say Shalei Sani Goy like the Reform, he doesn't say Shalei Sani Goy. It's not nice. The Goyim were also very good, and etc. So they asked him, how come he doesn't say Shalei Sani Goy? He says, I don't say Shalei Sani Goy. You think I say Shalei Sani? You think I can wait to say it in Shul? As soon as I wash Nagelbasa, I get up as if I eat. You get up like a yid. Like Bilam and Rosh Hashanah, right? Karakar Kalobi, Kikimeno, the Yidin get up in the morning, Nagelbasa, Tzitzit. The whole getting up of a Yid is so different than the getting up of a Goy. What does a Goy get up for? What's he got in life? To eat his breakfast, that's why he wakes up in the morning, to eat his fleshing breakfast, to eat his pork sandwich, that's why a Goy gets up in the morning. The Yid gets up with Nagelbasa when he tells Tidayim, Bechasatayr, Krishna. Says, Rensh, I just think I can wait to see Shalei Sani Goy till I get to Shul. That's the Biro, that's what's going on in this parasha. We have to push it like the Kedushas Levi said, if only a Yid will, just if he has that one bracha, he goes over that bracha, Shalei Sani Goy, Shalei Sani Goy, he won't stop dancing for the rest of his life. The Eibishter made us a Yid, we're Yidin. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and we have to try to the best of our ability in these months, Tucker, to keep away from Goyishkeit and to keep away from any Bahamistikite. Say the Torah at the Shulchan, that it shouldn't be a Shulchan of a behemoth, it should be the Shulchan of a Mizbeach. Try to be Ma'or and try to be Mal and to elevate the whole Nefesh of Bahamas, to make that Nefesh of Bahamas tuck into a Yiddish goof. I once heard from Ramatul Zilber said from the Rapshitzah, that he says a goy can never understand the rupture. So here the rupture to rov, there are a goy will never understand a geshmak, a piece of kegel on Shabbos. A goy's got a goy shaguf, a yid is a yid shaguf. Even tzara guf, even tzara guf, or amkadoshim. Maybe with that chus mishvizoichem et Hashem, mishvizoichem to the tkufa taka with Rabbi Ami Oris Mesiadim or Benor or Eil of Kol Agoyim taka the tkufa Mashiach Tzidkenu Shiyovo Yidaleinu B'Mehero B'Zman Korif, all the goyim will come and all want to become Yidden and they'll bring out the real mal of Klal Yisrael. And those who are zoichem taka to be misrachik from Goyishkeit and to try to be taka to be dovuk Miloshen Katoris Miloshen Bayikshor to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if one goes through a Yirid anymore, he goes through a tkufa, a difficult tkufa, a person has to always say himself, I'm connected, I'm tied, I'm locked in. The tefillin shel roish and the tefillin the Eibishter and the tefillin mine, but it's all miloshen kshiro ksharkim. I'm locked to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to let go. I had a Yerida. The Yetzirah made me behemadik. But I know the aval anachnu amcha b'nei b'richecho. But us, it's never going to be in a kuyum, not with an eagle, not with memtashari tuma, and not with nena misadotan shel achashverosh. Nothing is going to make a yid into a behemadik. I'm never going to be the zoichem et Hashem to the gilui of the sitaka Adam, Adam Asholim, the tikkun of the chet of Adam Rishon, and all the yidnim et Hashem, yerechenu kamis latzeinu b'mehir b'meinu amin.
Mil, that's my little way, the hetter of Hashem in the Megillah, and also in the Tzavah,
the hetter
is that it's all about Milus.
Yeah. Very good. And when it came out, that was Megillah, the hetter. The story of the Megillah was Megala, that optimistic connection. It starts off with a Hester, Anochi Aster, Aster Ponaim, but it finishes up with an optimistic connection. Shkoye, Shkoye, Shkoye.